Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our program, Bible Tonight, sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. And I will be taking care of this show program, Bible, which is an acronym we have taken from NASA, meaning Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And the Bible is exactly that. We have been instructed with examples of old time. And with Christ coming. Hello? And with Christ coming. Is there anyone talking? And Christ coming. So Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. I want you to open your Bibles up, and I want you to study with us now. I want to talk about abounding in the work of the Lord. We must abound, or we must stay in the work of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning at verse 51, the Bible says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised from incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall I put on incorruption, and the mortal shall I put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass, and saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grace, where is thy victory? The sting of death, the sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye shall know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And we need to understand that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Notice 2 Corinthians chapter 15. And chapter 8, brother. And beginning at verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning at verse number 7. The Bible says, "Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that ye abound in grace also." Paul speaking here to us. He said, "In faith, abound in faith." Mm-hmm. We must keep the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we have to stick with the faith, with the utterance preachers. Remember, you got to preach the word. Members, remember, you must tell that word to others. Live that word as an example unto others. You must live what you teach. Preachers, deacons, elders, all of the members of the body of Christ must live what we utter. We're teaching that word, and we got to live that word to show an example to people what it is to be a Christian. We must have that knowledge, know it, be able to explain the doctrine of Christ to others, to teach them what they must do in order to be saved. And salvation is very important. It's very important in order to live the right life on earth. We must all follow the basic instructions of the Bible. And the most glorious life you could ever live on planet earth is in Christ Jesus. Obey the gospel. Obey the gospel that's in the Bible. There are a lot of churches out here, but they are not in the Bible. One church is found in the Bible. It was established in Acts chapter 2, verses 36 and 37. When they heard that first gospel sermon, they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, that has been happening ever since Acts chapter 2. We've got to live that life and walk in the footsteps of Jesus and be blessedly upholding the word of God. We've got to do it in our utterance as Christians, members of the body of Christ, ministers. We must utter it, must keep the faith, utterance. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 7. And we must be in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must be diligent, be careful in our lives on staying focused on Christ and living the life that Christ has commanded us to live. You just can't be doing anything. You can't be out here walking like a realistic person, cussing, fussing, lying, cheating, homemongering, doing everything you think you can do and get away with. You gotta set the example that God has ordered for us to do. We must not only be in faith, but in utterance and speaking that word. We have to have knowledge of that word. And the Bible told us to study it, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide or handle the word of truth. Studying will keep us strong in the Lord, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Hey! There are just too many of our Christians that are living the wrong kind of life, not setting an example, living holistically and calling themselves a member of the body of Christ. Listen, you were baptized, but now you are hellion. Come back and repent and get it right. We're not telling you to leave the church, but we want you to take that hell that you brought up in the church out of there by repenting and getting right and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. We love you. We don't hate you. We love you, but get right. We used to sing that song, and some still sing it. Get right, church, and let's go home. You get it right, and we can all go home. We got to be diligent, careful. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. We got to be diligent. Be careful in what we do.
Yeah.
Understand what we are doing. Use that diligence to approach those that are not living right. Be diligent with them. Don't be approval with them. Don't approve on what they're doing, but be diligent in your approach to them. Because, you know, the first thing the average holistic Christian want to do is fuss and lie on you. You go to them the wrong way, they're going to go tell everybody all kind of lies. But you don't have to worry about it. The other people know it, too. I know some people who think that they're getting away with everything and just telling people and telling and cussing me out as a preacher and everything and think they're getting away with it. And there are many other members in that congregation that cannot put up with them. They can't stand them. I learned that the hard way. Some of them came to me, some of the ladies in tears. Some of the men were real bitter, and they knew this fella. Amen? They came to me after I preached a sermon that was relative to what he was doing. Not only him, it's in the Bible. Now, if you're doing wrong and a preacher preach a sermon and you get caught up in the sermon, you got to go to the Bible because that's you in the Bible. Amen? That's why he told us to preach the word. Be instant in season when people like it. Out of season, when people don't like it, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort or encourage them with all doctrine. For the time will come that men will not accept sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and them itching ears members are bringing in preachers that they want to hear. Tell them what they want to hear, not what God said. And we got some leaders, some elders that are running the church, you know. Several people have called me about one elder that's running the whole church. Tell them what to do, when to do, if not to do, and kicking the preachers out when he get ready and calling in one that he want to be in there. And if they don't want to do right, bye-bye. You're going to hell, elder. You better know it. You're going to suffer some hell on this earth before you die, too. Because you're going to reap what you're sowing. No man runs no church. We as preachers, we are to go and do what God told us to do. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, try to heap some teachers in there with itching ears. But if you're a true gospel preacher, you do as God said do, he's going to bless you. And he's going to bless the church where you are. Amen? God is going to bless you. And you keep preaching that doctrine, then it'll straighten that church out. Because people that have become converted by the true gospel, they will be on the biblical side of everything. And when you as a preacher is preaching the Bible, they are right there behind you, encouraging you and standing on that word too. Hooray! That's a wonderful thing. Listen, we'll have to get things right now. If you're in the world and not a member of the Church of Christ, or you never heard of it, you hear this sermon tonight and the other sermon, we want you to know you, in order to become a member of the Church of Christ, you have to hear the word Acts 15 and 7. You must believe the word Hebrews 11 and 6. You must repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and verse 5. Then you must confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission, for the washing away of all your past sin. Rise there up from that water, a new creation in Christ Jesus, Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3 and 5. And you have become a member of the Church of Christ. Amen? God had you to the Church of Christ. The preacher didn't do it. The elder, the deacon did it. God added you to the Church of Christ because he is the head of the church and the savior of the body. Amen? Is that, who's next on that? Amen. Who want to come on next? Just come on in.
The Bible is Christ.
Who's that?
This is Brother Johnson.
Brother Johnson, come on in, Doc.
The Bible is right. No matter how we feel or no matter what we think, the word of God will stand. Matthew 24:35.
Yeah.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. It's not going anywhere, brethren.
None.
Well, without end. The Bible is the only book on the face of the earth can save anyone that want to be saved.
Amen.
If you confuse it, it ain't God's fault. It's your fault. God gave you a greatest book in the world to go by. If you don't go by the word of God, you can't be saved.
No.
I don't care who you are. I don't care how religious you are. I don't care how self-righteous you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in Christ, you cannot be saved.
No.
The Bible explained that to us. And Titus, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, but all men will not receive it.
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't believe what God said.
Amen.
God then told us what to do to be saved. But the Parker the third explained it very clearly. No excuse.
Amen.
Tell it like it is. If they don't want to hear it, just keep on telling it like it is anyway.
Amen.
If they don't want to hear it, it won't come around you.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is still right.
Amen.
You see, we can't change God's word, what we want it to be. It's going to face us in the judgment.
Yeah.
Amen.
We stand before God on that final day. God will have the last word to say.
Amen.
And we will listen to what he has to say. No matter how we think, God is still on the throne. Don't think because all of this disaster and tragedy happening in the world, God already explained it was going to happen. In Proverbs 16:4, the Bible says he made the wicked for the evil. And the wicked was for the evil. And it's just what God said is happening. It's going to go down the way it is. Men need to speak to God.
Amen.
Men need to change their heart of thinking and humble themselves.
Yeah.
In 2 Corinthians 7:14-15, the Bible says, if you humble yourself, then from heaven I will hear your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to open God's will. James 4 says, you got to humble yourself.
Amen.
And verse 5 and 6, he says you got to humble yourself before God. We got too many people are not humbling themselves.
Amen.
They think they can get away with it, Brother Parker, but they're not going to get away with it. Because the Bible is still going to open up that day.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible is in heaven with God. Psalm 119:89, the ever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
We don't got to worry about it. We know where it's at. The Bible tells me in Luke 21:15, Luke says, Lord, give me a mouth of wisdom.
Yes.
A mouth of wisdom is a heart of wisdom. It comes from the mind of a man's heart. And God will place it there. What did Solomon ask God in 1 Kings 3, beginning at verse 5-14? He said, I want wisdom to be able to lead the people.
Amen. Amen.
Wisdom. He didn't ask for riches of the world. And you know what? The Bible tells me, it says, it pleased God.
Yeah.
If we ask God for that same thing, it will please God, and God will grant that request.
Amen.
You see, we ask God sometimes for the wrong thing, for the consumer, for our own luck. James 4:1-4. We can't have it our way, so we just go out and do what we want to do.
Uh-huh.
We ain't like Burger King.
Yeah.
have their way, but it don't work like that.
Amen.
God tells us what to do.
Amen.
We got his word. All we got to do, brother, is take time. You know, I know most people say, I ain't got time to open the book, but he got time for everything else.
Yeah.
Our America is dropping down so low in a low-class citizen. America is in sin up to his eyeballs.
Yes.
Amen.
Care what the people say. America, I'm saying it again, America is in so much sin, it's pitiful.
Amen.
But
yes.
Amen.
Me, what I need to do to get rid of the sin.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all we got to do is repent and be baptized like Jesus said to do.
Yes.
Like the people that were baptized on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, they repented. Peter told them exactly what God had told him what to tell him. And all of Israel preached the same thing, and they told the people what to do to be saved, and they did. And when we get ready to preach, people get mad. I can't tell. Yes, you can. You don't want to do that. But let me tell you something. Peter's message is still in the Word of God.
Amen.
It's not going to change. When he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God gave the gift unto all of those people at one time. He didn't separate himself and say, well, I give you some, and I give you some. He gave it to them all at one time. Everybody understood what they had to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not only that, the Lord said, I'm going to do the adding to the church. Man cannot add you to nothing.
If man cannot add you to church,
man cannot be saved. It takes God's preachers to tell the other folks what to do to be saved. You see, God's preacher has a message from God. The devil has a message that is not from God. They're going about establishing things that God has authorized.
Yes.
Amen.
If you read over there in Jeremiah chapter 23, beginning at verse 16 to 22, you will see that God did not send those preachers. The devil sent those preachers.
Yes.
Amen.
Follow what Satan says. But let me tell you something. One day, the clock will tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see what's right.
Yes.
You see, God got all the information in his word. I don't need to go to the book to find out what God's saying.
Man.
I don't need to get the fitness book to see what God's saying. I don't need the Catholic book to see what God's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the Mormon book to see what God's saying.
Amen.
I don't need none of those books but the Word of God.
Yes.
See, all I got to do is pick up the Bible and open it, Brother Parker, every day, and it
will
guide me into what to say to the people in the world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see,
amen.
When you want to teach somebody, be like Ezra did. In Ezra chapter 7, the Bible says he prepared his heart to teach the people the statutes of God.
Yes.
Amen.
See, people go back to God's way, America could be standing back like it was long ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
But men refuse to obey what God says. So God let all this tragedy happen to the wicked.
Yes.
Amen.
The righteous see it to warn us, don't you get caught up in it.
Yeah.
You
yes.
You see, if we get caught up in it, we go to hell too.
Amen.
So we know we got to back up and see what God got to say about it. And see, in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, they went back to the book, and they stood on a pulpit and preached God's word.
Yes.
And what I love about that part, they preached it and nobody said a mumbling word. Everybody listened.
Yes.
We got people.
Amen.
If you preach the word of God, all it takes too long. They stay in the pulpit too long. They get whatever. She would hurry up. You know why they wanted to hurry up? Because they're ready to go out there and sin. They don't want to listen to what God has to say. But the minute trouble comes, Brother Parker, please pray for me. Brother William, please pray for me.
Yeah.
Brother Johnson, please pray for me.
Yeah.
Why, if you already know the trouble is there, you should have been paying attention to what God had to say.
Amen.
Leave that sin alone.
Amen.
It will destroy your soul.
Yes.
If you had it, you're going straight to hell. There ain't no middle ground with God and man on that.
Amen.
Yes,
either,
Lord.
How are you going up? God's word will stand for eternity. It's standing today. We lay men in the grave every day, just about, and the Bible still here.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Bible,
Lord.
Brethren, we got to get closer to our God. I mean, it's so if you was already in heaven with it.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Get closer to God.
Yes.
Don't run from it. Run to it. Huh?
Amen.
Power. You can't move him. God is standing right in your presence. He's looking at you every day, every moment, second of the hour, just looking at you. Ain't got to say a word to you. All you got to do is look at you. You know when you're wrong. Get it straight with God. Don't sit there and pout about it and get all mad about it. Just get it right with God. God is going to save me, not the preacher. See, we got too many preachers today.
Yeah.
We got folks. Well, my preacher. Your preacher, if he ain't right with God, he's going to hell.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Right. The Bible tells us what he got to do. I said, now, you know, I noticed if the preacher is the one you looking up to, why has he got to do what God say? If you looking up to him.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That's why men fail at that. The Bible never told us to look up to a preacher.
All right.
That's who you look up to. That's the one that can save you. A preacher save you. Can't a preacher on this planet Earth back then and today cannot save you. The apostle could not save the members back there. The prophet could save the member. All they could do is tell members what to do, what God says to be saved.
Amen.
And go on from there. When God wanted his church established, Brother Parker, he sent his preacher out there to tell the people, get it right, get out of sin. Here's the answer to the problem.
Yes.
Everybody that needs to be baptized into Christ is going to have to come to Christ.
Amen.
And we run because we can't escape.
Nope.
Yes.
Go to the earth, Brother William, and to the other end, God is right there. So why is you going? I can go from here to New York, Brother Parker, and God is there.
Amen.
Amen. To South Africa or wherever, God is there.
Amen.
I can go under the sea of the water, and God is there. And I can go out in hell, and God is there too.
Amen. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Brother Parker, the call dropped. They might call right back, so you could go ahead. I don't know what happened.
Okay, Brother Williams on, Brother Johnson got cut off.
No, they on together. The call dropped.
They're on the same phone. Okay, then Lewis, the fourth on?
Nah.
Hello? Yeah, is he on?
Sorry, no.
Okay. Okay, no, he's not okay. So they got godly cut off, okay? Yes. We just happen to have you all listening, those that are listening in on our program. Hope, trust, and pray that two of our speakers have been cut off some kind of way by something in the air. And we hope, trust, and pray that we all are listening to the word of God. And the thing is that we must do that which we have been commanded to do to be saved. And, you know, there's no other way. When you open your Bibles up to the book of Acts, and we'll go over to Acts chapter 2 now, and we'll find the only temple endorsed on planet Earth. Acts chapter 2. And you know, the whole thing is so powerful. It's nothing funny. We know that in Acts chapter 2, when we get over there, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, in verse number 1, they were all with one accord in one place. Now we know Jesus had died and he was resurrected from the grave. And now we're going to hear the first gospel sermon being preached by one of the apostles. Verse 2 of Acts chapter 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The apostles were sitting in that house, and others were. Now, this is the first church on planet Earth and the only church that Christ established on planet Earth. Man has made all these other churches on Earth. Even when you look at the Catholic Church, hey, the Pope is a man. They live and they die. They get sick. They just like everybody else. Christ came here, lived the life, persecuted, hung on the cross, killed, but he rose again, spilled that blood out while he was hanging on the cross. A soldier pierced him in the side. Forthwith thereout came blood and water. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You were on the cross. You were pierced to your side by a soldier there. And forthwith thereout came blood and water. What kind of blood and water do you think came out on this earth? Miraculous blood and water. That's why we must be baptized in order to become a member of the body of Christ. On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, Peter preached the first gospel sermon, and over 3,000 people were baptized. See, when you decide that you're going to live for Christ, you have to be baptized. Hear the word, believe the word, repent of your sins, confess Christ to be the Son of God, then be buried in the water grave of baptism for the washing away of all your sins. When you go in that manner and you are dipped into the water, the old you dies in the water, and the new you, the blood of Christ, cleanses you from all of your past sins, and you are resurrected a new creation in Christ Jesus, ready to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Now notice in Acts chapter 2, we were at verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like unto fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galatians? And how hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born? Corinthians and Medes and Emmaites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and in Cappadocia and in Pontus and Asia, Persia and Pamphylia and in Egypt and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, wasn't even an hour to drink. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall become in pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before and that great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, and ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain him, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should behold of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on the right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. More also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, which he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being prophet and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him that on the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he shall would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He seeing this before say of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Thus Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God, exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which we now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he says himself, the Lord said unto him, Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make my foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel assuredly know that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afterwards afar off, even as many of, as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat in gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having faith with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Yay! That's the same church that's here today, just one church Christ shed his blood for, and it was established on earth. And men obeyed it, and men are still obeying it. This is what God has told us to do as members of the body of Christ. And we must do as he has told us and commanded us to do if we want to be saved from this earth. We want you to know that you are welcome to visit any church of Christ near you, or come and call me on the phone, call the program, and ask for the telephone of the speakers here, and we'll show you how to get to the congregation where we are. Many of us have buses to pick you up if you're in the area. Please call. Brother Brown, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what about the Brother Williams and Brother Johnson? They cut off?
No. Yeah, they didn't get back on yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, and nobody else is on, right?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess what we'll do, we'll have to close it out because it's not for about 15 more minutes left. I think we're going to leave line on. I don't think that'll work. What do you think?
You say what you do right now?
I was thinking about leaving the line on, but I think what we'll do is we'll just tell those that are listening good night. Well, I preach the gospel sermon tonight. And if those that are listening that would like to have something said unto them, you can call in now. Just press button number one and say what you have to say or ask what you have to ask. Please press button number one. Brother Brown, has anyone pressed button number one?
No, sir.
Are there any listeners on?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, what we'll do, we'll say goodnight, those that are on their computers or whatever. We'll say goodnight unto you, and may God bless you. And come back on at 7:30 Thursday for Bible questions and answers. And therefore, we'll have, I believe, some of our speakers got cut off in the air, so we couldn't help that. But we want you to know that we love you and tune in on Thursday night at 7:30 for Bible questions and answers. To this end, we commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to keep you, build you up, and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you, and good night.